We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Ramos out to left center. Not deep. Coming in to make the catch on the run. That's Lucas. And that's it. Another win for the hottest team in the American League. The Toronto Blue Jays are flying high, and they sweep the Giants. The final score on this Sunday, 8-6.
Dave Fleming on the call via Roku. But we'll get to Dave a little bit later because he is joining us today, courtesy of River Islands, voice of the Giants, and also our 95.7 The Game Giants insider. He's joining us later. But before we get to the team that's lost five in a row, the orange and black, we will touch it all, by the way. We got the Hall of Famer John Smoltz also, 7 o'clock. Cannot wait for that. Fox Sports, obviously Braves Hall of Famer, MLB Baseball Hall of Famer. But I just got a tutorial and lesson about the moon from one Joe Shasky. I'm talking about, like, the moon. The one that's, like, right here towards Earth in our little solar system. I got, like, a TED Talk on it for the last 10 minutes on all the different facts and knowledge. And Joe, I'm just going to be honest. I am fascinated by your fascination with certain things, and the moon being one of them.
Well, one of my late-night things to do on Friday night in particular, I'll usually take a nap, and then everyone goes to bed, and then I get the chance to play video games, especially when there isn't a Giants game.
What's the game of choice?
Well, right now, I'm just finishing out some Madden franchise
stuff.
Trying to win as many titles as I can before the 26 comes out.
Veterans reporting this week.
Yes, you know, I'm a big believer in, trying to basically be the greatest head coach of all time in Madden history.
Okay. You know. Not Kyle Shanahan, then. All right.
Well, no, I'm myself.
Yourself? Can you, like, make him, like, look like you and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Can you do, like, the face image? Like,
yeah, you can, but not for the coach. You can't do that.
Okay, not for the coach. Just for the players.
I just go down the rabbit hole of certain things on YouTube. And, again, I'm not, like, some conspiracy theorist, but I like to learn things, and I like to question stuff. And
sure.
Finding out about the moon, there's just a lot that I didn't know about the moon in terms of its relation to Earth and how perfect it is for a variety of things for our atmosphere and how it affects the waves and whatnot. And so, you know, yeah, it's just interesting stuff.
Yeah, the lunar New Year, lunar calendar, all that stuff. Am I right? It's pretty cool, huh?
I mean, some think it's hollow. I don't know if I go that far.
Some think it's cheese. Did you know that? Some people think it's a whole block of cheese right there, and it's a perfect sphere. You know what's, you know, not good right now, not fun to watch? And then reading up on the moon is very fun, I'm sure. This Giants team, just when you thought you were turning a corner, just when you thought, go back to that Friday night at Oracle Park when you were just wallowing, and you were just so damn happy, and all those Dodgers fans' misery. Willy Adames was balling. Jung-Hoo Lee was making plays. Everything was going your way on that Friday night just a couple weeks ago, Joey. And then you lose two against the Dodgers, and then you go into the All-Star break. But you know what? You're okay. You feel like you're just right there. If you come out hot, come out on fire, maybe, just maybe, you could still win this division or just, you know what, be a playoff team. And they still are. They're still in the conversation. But you go out there and you get swept the way you do. Verlander looks like he's cooked. He's done. It looks over for him. And I've been caping up for the guy. I'm going to be honest. I've been saying, you know what, it's been a little bit of bad luck. It didn't look good Friday. Couldn't even get through three innings. He looks cooked. Then you lean on your two best pitchers, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. 6-3, 8-6, Blue Jays, hottest team in baseball. They roll through you the way you did. Elliot Ramos, bad defense in the outfield. It was just everything that could have gone wrong this weekend went wrong. And I think a lot of Giants fans are now left scratching their heads at, are we even going to be buyers? Can we be buyers? Are we going to be sellers? We got the deadline in less than 2 weeks. How are you feeling about this Giants team right now, Joe, compared to where you felt heading into the All-Star break?
I think there's a fair point that this team is just who they are, as in they got off to a great start the first 2 weeks of the season, and they've been basically under 500 since. And they have had no point this year where two guys have been hot simultaneously. Now, we're a real big chunk of the way through the season. There's an argument to be made that they've actually outpitched what they should be outpitching right now, given where their bullpen is in terms of taxation. The fact that they really don't have a fourth or fifth starter currently. You can make a big argument that, man, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray are both all-stars, and this is where you're at. Multiple games behind the wild card, and you got to jump a bunch of teams just to even feel like you have a chance at the playoffs. But that's not where I'm feeling this morning. Like, two things. First, Toronto's great. Not good, great. I underrated them. Didn't know a lot about them. Don't pretend to know a lot about them. They're the team that has players that you want to poach.
Right.
And I think we dramatically have underrated how good they are in relation to the rest of the American League. They're a team that I could see now representing the American League in the World Series. That's how good they are. They hit the crap out of the ball, and in back-to-back games, you saw them just absolutely bludgeon Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. When was the last time that happened?
I can't remember a time all season. Maybe there was one time, but those guys back-to-back don't get hit up like they did.
Barreled, and both guys high pitch count early in the game, and they had to get knocked out. I mean, obviously Verlander looked awful on Friday. I actually thought he stayed in there an inning too long. He looked terrible. There's just no other way around.
Beck in relief looked pretty good. Like they saved their bullpen in that game. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Good.
I mean, we could talk a lot about run support, and all that's true. Independent of run support, he has been subpar. There's no other way around it. But that's not my thoughts today. Like, I actually think the Giants are a good team. I know they're on a season high of five losses in a row. Yep. This is a low point right now. You know, the Dodgers are reeling right now, and you can't gain any ground. And I understand the frustration of punching the air and feeling like you've been watching the same crap as a Giants fan for over a decade. A team that just refuses to hit with runners in scoring position. A team where one guy will be hot and six or seven aren't. A team where it just feels like they don't have any boppers. A team that wastes offensive output because they can't hold the lead. There's a lot to be angry with, but I still feel like bullish on this team. And I know they're at their season low right now, and they're heading into a very tough spot in Atlanta where pitching goes to die.
Braves stink, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. They're not a series. Not to say that the Giants haven't been stinking lately. They have. They've lost five in a row. But I could live with getting swept. Again, I don't want to get swept. I can live with getting swept by maybe the best team in baseball right now, the way they're playing, the Toronto Blue Jays. You cannot lose this series in Atlanta and expect me to take you seriously going forward. So this is a massive series. And again, John Smoltz, Braves legend and Hall of Famer, joining us at 7 o'clock.
I think where I get frustrated, look, it might not happen all year, but can we just get like Chapman and Adames playing good at the same time? Can we get Raffy and Adames playing good at the same time? Can Raffy play good? Right. You know, like that's a question all in itself. Can we play some defense? You know, what's going on with Ramos out in left field?
Yikes.
You know, there's a lot of questions that I have on this team right now. You know, finally, Matt Chapman busts out in yesterday's game. Adames, the two home run game, feels like you wasted that output.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want to see what this team would look like if two of their better players, whether it be Chapman and Adames, whether it be Raffy and Ramos, Raffy and Adames, Raffy and Chapman, any combination, pick somebody. Can two of these guys have a week together? Can we just see it once this year? And until then, I feel like I'm going to be stubbornly still bought in on this team.
What? But why, I guess? Like, what? Why are you still so bullish on this team when they've shown you at least...
And I'm not a lot of these guys.
I'm not trying to be cynical here.
Because I like a lot of these guys.
Okay.
And I just feel like it hasn't synced up for whatever reason.
Why do you like these guys?
Well, like, I think Adames is playing the best he's played of his entire Giants tenure. And ever since Raffy's shown up, he has been... You know, the pressure's been completely lifted from him. Yeah, that's number one.
He was batting like 190 a month ago. He's batting 222. So he's been a lot better.
Yesterday was an ofer.
Yes.
Right? Like, he legitimately could be at 235 by the end of the August. Yes. Right? Like,
he has not been their problem.
No.
Yes.
You know, missing Chapman for as long as they do, I still feel like he's playing himself into game speed.
Right.
And I look at Raffy Devers, and I just don't know what to do with Raffy Devers. Do you sit him for a month? I've almost come to the conclusion where I feel like I've done the full circle. I just think he's not going to be right all year.
And then what do you do with that?
I don't know.
Do you sit him down? Do you just take your licks there? Like, I'm very curious to see what this Giants team can do these next few weeks, because they're going to ultimately force Buster Posey's hand, right? The team will tell Buster whether to invest in them or not at the deadline. Like, it's in their hands right now.
I don't think that these handful of games is going to sway them one way or the other. I do believe that they've had discussions prior to this week of, like, where do we go? I think that's every front office, Joe, I think, does it.
I mean, they're 52-48. They're four games over. So if they're hovering around 500, right, in, what is it, 10 days' time, that's the trade deadline, July 31st, 10 days' time, if they're hovering around 500 still, then I got a hard time envisioning them like of being like, all right, let's double down on this team. Now, maybe they do. Like, they're playing a team in the Braves that did that just a couple years ago, right, where the Braves were kind of like mired in mediocrity. But they felt like, hey, you know what? We could still be a playoff team. And lo and behold, they got hot. They won the whole damn thing. Baseball's weird like that, where it can happen. And if Robbie Ray and Logan Webb are your 1-2 punch in the playoffs, then yes, anything could happen in a given series. That being said, it's the offense right now for me that I don't know if there's a cure-all for it. I know I've heard from you, I've heard from Bonte, I've heard a lot of people. Well, if they could just get a true leadoff hitter, a guy that they could, you know, buy low on or buy high, whatever, like a project or something like that. Who's this guy, Edwards or whatever from Miami? I don't know. Like, you know, you brought up O'Neill Cruz. Is he the guy that you take a risk on? I don't know. I just know right now the combination of Adames, Chapman, Devers, and Ramos, it's not going to be that team that's going to take you over the top in a lineup every single day. Those aren't going to be the guys to do it. There needs to be someone else.
So what, you're punting on this?
Punting on it. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know if Buster Posey is going to be in a position to where he could, like, double down on this team.
Well, I think they need a shakeup. And let's take a step back. Did we expect this team to be four games over at this point in the season?
I thought that was a legit expectation. Yeah. I thought that was an expectation. Sure. If you were to tell me before the season, after the All-Star break or a couple games after it, this team is four games over, I'd say, okay,
all right.
Sure.
Would you consider me one of the people that probably knows from bottom to top the organization as well as anyone who talks on it?
You're very tapped in. You and Sam Lubman, Garlic Fries and Baseball guys.
Like, I follow all of the minor leagues. I follow the big league team as close as you. I'm talking about the entire roster.
I'd say at the station be you and Willard that love the Giants minor league system the most.
Okay.
Yes.
I just think we all, myself included, underrated what Buster took over. Look at their top prospects right now in their organization. It's Bryce Eldridge, and it's a kid that Buster just signed, who's 17 years old, a couple of months ago. He took over a completely barren cupboard. Now, does that, like, allow him to just skate on this year? No. Like, I still want to make the playoffs. But I think overall, I think we kind of underrated how bleak the farm is, period. Like, end of discussion. The farm is right now. Now, Fangraphs, I pulled it up. Fangraphs, which basically rates all of the minor league systems in all of baseball. The Giants have the fourth worst farm in baseball.
I just saw MLB.com as well. 28th, they're ranked.
Okay.
Yeah, fourth worst.
So where I'm going at with this is that I just think that the job is significantly harder than what I anticipated. You cannot take over an organization, sign some 17-year-old, and he instantly becomes your second-best prospect.
Mm.
That's, like, how many teams in baseball are doing that?
Yeah.
The bottom three, which is where you're at, right? So that's number one. So your position that you start at is very bleak. The Major League roster, I mean, he took over, and I kind of was like, why are you keeping Yaz or whatever? Like, you had to keep Yaz. You don't have much. You literally don't have much. So I look at it and I say to myself, like, their big league team right now is Logan Webb. I'm talking about moving forward. Logan Webb, Adames, Devers, Chapman. Let's just start there. Those are guys that are veterans on multi-year contracts who have back of the baseball cards that I trust. The rest is up for debate. Whether we're talking about Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, Patrick Bailey, you know, I don't know what you do with Robbie Ray as you approach the deadline. He's got another year of team control under his belt after this year. He could be the most sought-after guy in all of the trade land. I'm talking pitcher or non-pitcher.
You said something interesting there. The guys that you trust doing what, I want to ask?
Being upper echelon big league ball players on a winning team.
Okay, do you think on a winning team, on a playoff team, those players that you listed that you trust, give me the names one more time.
Chapman. Devers.
Okay, Devers.
Chapman.
Okay.
Adames and Logan Webb.
Okay, that's four players right there that you trust.
I would say three more than I had 2 years ago.
Fair enough.
For example.
And you don't have Robbie Ray on there, which was
interesting. Well, because Robbie Ray, I don't know what they're going to end up doing ultimately with him. Like, is he with us for 3 years? Oh, I don't know.
It's not
all those other guys.
It's not
are
the
on.
Player you don't trust. It's what are you going to do with the player?
Exactly.
Okay,
it's more
it.
Like his status with our team.
Fair enough. So those are the four players.
I love Robbie Ray. I would love to keep him, but I also acknowledge he's 33.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got 2 months left under team control this year and next year, and I know that he could net you back something, you know, important. But I don't want to get rid of him. I would prefer to keep him.
They're in such a weird spot for me because on one hand, I'm with you. It feels like this is a veteran team right now that you really should be doubling down on maybe. And when you just take a step back, you just mentioned the farm system. It's kind of cooked right now. There's nothing. You have Bryce Eldridge and then Wizanon, and then that's basically it, right? You got rid of Tibbs, obviously, for the Devers deal. So I hear you on you're still being bullish on them and that Buster Posey still has to make some moves here about 10 days time or maybe prior to it. I don't know. It feels like with every loss, I'm kind of saying like Buster, maybe you should just make another move now, right? But there's parts of me when you bring up a guy like Robbie Ray and we're talking about the farm system, you know, if this team keeps struggling and they're about a 500 or maybe God forbid, but they go a couple games under, do you consider moving off a guy like Robbie Ray or an Elliot Ramos, try to get something back into the farm system to replenish it going forward if this is going to be a lost year, right? Not saying it's a total tank job because you're going to keep the beef of the team, the Chapmans, the Devers, the Adameses, the Logan Webbs, but you just said it, Robbie Ray, another year older. Hell, you know, starting pitching outside of the Hall of Fame guys, it falls off very quickly, right? Kind of like running backs in the NFL. When it's gone, it's gone. When the velocity's gone, it's gone. We saw Madison Bumgarner. When the velo went down, he was cooked. It was over. We wanted to hang on to it, but we all realized, you know what? Probably best for Farhan to move off the guy. Didn't re-sign it. Didn't bring it back. You know, Bumgarner felt some type of way about it. Is what it is. I'm not saying Robbie Ray's there yet, but you'd rather move off a guy a year or two too soon than too late, especially with pitching.
Okay. And I think there's a valid argument for that. I'm just not ready to do that. And I think that this team right now, the reason why they've given out these contracts is because they can ill afford to put crummy big leaguers who are AAA guys at the big league level. Like, you can't get rid of Robbie Ray right now.
Not right now.
He means too much to you.
Not right now.
I know what he can net me long term, but he means too much to you.
10 days time? You don't consider it?
No.
If they go on a losing streak here, they're on a 5-game one right now. What if it turns into 10?
Like, the guy you want to add is Mitch Keller. Like, that's what you want to do. You want to add Mitch Keller to Robbie Ray and Logan Webb. Now, Mitch Keller's got $54.5 million from 2026 to 2028 left on his contract. It's going to cost you someone like an Elliot Ramos. It is. And I know Giants fans don't want to hear this today, but the reality is that if you know that moving forward, Adames and Chapman are on this team, do you want another high strikeout guy who isn't the greatest defender in the outfield playing on your team alongside those guys.
God, see, you're
even if he is under a cost-controlled price tag currently.
By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And as I mentioned, John Smoltz, top of the hour, Hall of Famer, Fox Sports, 7 o'clock. John Smoltz joining us, courtesy River Islands. And then at 8:30, we moved Dave Fleming up a couple days, Joe, because we need to get right into it. This team right now, it feels like situation critical. 5 straight losses and getting swept right out of the break. And Dave warned us last week when we talked to him. He's mentioned it. The last decade, the bugaboo about this Giants team and franchise has been them falling apart in the second half or post-All-Star break. And I hope we don't witness that now. But it does feel like a lot of Giants fans are panicking this morning right now. And you're not total panic mode, but you're concerned. You still have optimism about this team, which is, I feel like, not the Joe Shasky in the past. There is a different feel and tone to this season than in years past.
I understand everyone wants, like, we're in the now. We want to win a championship. And, like, I get all that. Like, and we've been bleak for a long time. Let's take a step back. You don't have a Steph Curry on this team. There isn't this sense of urgency. Like with the Warriors, I get the sense of urgency. In the NFL, just the way the sport is and the injuries, I get the sense of urgency. This Giants team, this is year one, the first couple of steps of what I'm hoping will be a complete makeover over a 2 or 3 year period. This is the first year. So I'm also understanding that, like, I underrated how difficult the job was for Buster Posey. And I look at someone like, and I'm gonna go back to this, like Robbie Ray. I think you need Robbie Ray. You don't have any pitching in your entire farm system. I look at their AAA team. What do they have a plethora of? A lot of like AAA, 4A, fringe major league outfielders. Wade Meckler, Grant McRae, Marco Luciano, Luis Matos. And then you got a guy who is a big league outfielder in Elliot Ramos currently. And you have Mike Yastrzemski, who's got an expiring deal. And then you have Jung-Hoo Lee. That's too many outfielders that aren't doing enough for me right now. And I think that I look around and I say to myself, I can't get another outfielder who is a high strikeout guy, mediocre defense. I can ill afford to have that. I need either a big bopper or a guy who plays better defense in the corners. And that's why I'm more apt to, like, hey, if I want a Mitch Keller to throw into my rotation, which I would pour back into my starting rotation, I have to be willing to part with some of these outfielding prospects that I have. And it might be a Matt Duffy-like trade when they traded Matt Duffy for Matt Moore. And I might have to surrender an Elliot Ramos to be able to get back a Mitch Keller. And at one point, I thought he was untouchable. And now I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I might have to give to get. And I think I'd be willing to give him up.
The phone lines are open, 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. And you can text us, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I'm going to take a quick break. Come on back on the other side. We'll get to your calls. Plus, we're speaking of the Giants. Well, there's a giant currently in the world of golf that we need to discuss. It's one Scottie Scheffler, and my guy keeps balling on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Safeway.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The champion golfer, Scotty Scheffler. He felt in his career, and you certainly felt today, it was only a matter of time before he claimed the greatest prize in golf. Twice a master, a PGA champion, and now the champion golfer. He's starting to move into the company of the greats of the game. What a performance.
You know what he do? It's your boy P-Lo, and this is the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoshi and the Butcher Boy. Let's go.
Something about P-Lo and the Open. It works. What's the broadcast? What are the pipes on that Scotsman right there? Or maybe Northern Irish, excuse me. But that sound courtesy of the Open and their broadcast as Scotty Scheffler wins his fourth major. And check this out. He wins the Open. The only one he has not captured yet is the U.S. Open. Correct, Joe? So he's got the PGA. He just won that. He's won the Masters. We know that.
Twice.
He's got the two green jackets. Not one. He's the two-piece combo. And now he's got the British Open, or they like to call it the Open. So a lot of comparisons have been made with one, Tiger Woods. And Scotty would be the first one to tell you. He said it yesterday. He's like, pump the brakes. Let's relax. Let's not get silly here. Tiger is Tiger. Yeah, let's relax. But this is a little interesting. I'm sure you saw it, but I'm going to tell the people that haven't seen it. Just an interesting little nugget, little stat for you. So Tiger Woods' first major win was in the 1997 Masters. I'm sure you remember it well. I was four. His fourth major win was at the 2000 Open. 1,197 days apart. Check this out. Scotty's first major win was the 2022 Masters. His fourth major win yesterday, the 2025 Open. The days apart between his first and fourth, 1,197. Just like Tiger. So as we're going, you know, Joe Rogan Chasky here with the moon and the conspiracies and all that, a little bit of symmetry between Tiger and Scotty there, Joey? Huh? What do you make of that?
Absolutely incredible.
look, Scotty's amazing. I think we're misremembering some of the Tiger stuff. He was 20 yards longer than everyone using inferior equipment, right? Like, so not only was he the best on the planet, and also there was a racial component.
Yes.
Like we cannot talk about Tiger Woods and his impact on society and golf without bringing up the reality of what, you know, was going on. I mean,
You're telling me Scottie Scheffler's not hitting in the African American households these days? Come on, man.
No, it's just
I'm kidding, everyone.
Come on. I mean, Scottie is amazing. He is amazing. But to be a cultural phenomenon, like Caitlin Clark more resembles what the Tiger impact is than what Scottie is. Scottie has been amazing. He's excellent. He's an incredible player. Incredible player. I mean, the guy's won 15 times in his last 75 starts. 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is to win an event? Like, for example, I said this to the group that Dustin Johnson has 20 wins, PGA Tour wins, in 20 years. Scottie's done it 15 times in his last 75 events. That's incredible. Let's just pump the brakes on the Tiger stuff.
I do think his golf game, too. It was, as you mentioned, it's not as sexy as Tiger Woods. And we're talking about Scottie Scheffler, who won the 2025 Open Championship yesterday at Royal Portrush. But I do kind of liken him, and he's not Tom Brady, because Tom Brady is the greatest of all time in his sport. He's won the most Super Bowls. He's been to 10 of them. He's insane, right? And we do this comparison with Patrick Mahomes now to him. And it's kind of like the inverse a little bit of what Scheffler and Tiger is, because Mahomes, like Tiger, just... the strength. He's just so much bigger and longer than everyone else when it came to the drive for Tiger Woods, or when it comes to the arm strength of Patrick Mahomes, him able to fit in these windows and throw it, and the no-look passes, and it's wow, it's flashy, we haven't seen this before. It's incredible. We kind of seen it with Aaron Rodgers, but Patrick Mahomes, it's just different, right? With Scheffler, kind of like Tom Brady, he's like, all right, kind of methodical, not really, you know, wowing you with the athleticism or anything. And Scheffler's not going to outdrive everyone, right? But God, he's precision, he's accurate, personified, and he's just been so cool, calm, and collected, kind of like who? Tom Brady. And it's just, he was a machine out there. But there is something to be said about, we're constantly looking for the next, you know, Jack or Tiger, and we're just not going to have those. So let's just celebrate the Schefflers of the world, the Kepkas of the world, the McElroys of the world, but even... And we brought up those guys, and that's why I pause a little bit on Scottie, because right now he is in, you know, a different territory than everyone else. He has separated himself, Joe, from everyone else in the pack, LIV or PGA, and they're supposed to reunify. I don't know what the hell's going on there, but he is in his own company right now. But an injury could happen. It could be gone. He could... you know, choke one away, or, you know, people don't like that term, or someone could come from behind and beat him out, and the confidence could be gone like that. So I just urge caution when we talk about these comparisons and talk about these things, because I thought Koepka was going to be that guy. And then Kiowa happened, and he lost to Phil. And it really felt like he never recovered from that. And Koepka's got five majors. Now, he doesn't have the Masters, and he doesn't have the Open, but he's got five of them, PGA, U.S. Open. And then, you know, Rory McIlroy, he's got the career slam. But I think he's kind of been pushed down from those weight of expectations of being the next Tiger, and he never really lived up to it. He's had a hell of a career. Say what you want about the person, because I think there's a lot there with Rory the person. He's had a hell of a career thus far. He's got five majors. But people would say his career's been what? Kind of underwhelming, given the expectations. So let's just let Scottie be Scottie. You know what? I do think it was badass, Joe, that he won it after having those comments of saying, yeah, you know, it's not everything for me, winning these titles. And I thought it was really cool that Nike had the ad saying, like, yeah, you know, he's already won in life, but another major can't hurt. I thought Nike hit the nail on the head with that ad. It was pretty freaking cool.
Using your, like, football analogy, which actually, it's a good one. Tiger's, like, the greatest prospect of all time.
Yeah, right.
All right? So, like, you have to understand, not only was he, like, a great amateur player, he won his first Masters at 21 years old. He had a career Grand Slam at 24.
Yeah.
All right? So... he's like the LeBron James with the championship stuff early on. Like, there's just no one is going to, they're going to pale in comparison to him. Scottie's 29.
It's 29.
Okay. Again, Tiger at 24 had a career Grand Slam.
Yep. At 24.
Okay, so 24. He had won 9 of like his first 20 tournaments or something like that. Like, so he's more like, you know, John Elway level prospect who came into the league winning like Patrick Mahomes.
And the mentals and the motivation was completely different. He just wanted to win, no matter what. That was the Kobe, that was the Michael Jordan mindset, which is not Scottie's. Again, no. He's not trying to be flashy. He's making it known he does not want to interfere his own personal life when it comes to the sport. He just wants to take a step back, right? And some people like aren't going to like that. Some people are. But he's also not going to be shoved down your throat as much as Tiger Woods was. But also, Tiger just did it so differently. He just said it. Just everything about him. He was so damn excitable. The fist pump, everything. The Tiger, the Sunday Red, everything about it. And you said the prospect. And it was so funny you said that. Andrew Luck, I kind of think of that prospect, right, from Stanford in his own right. But even he can live up to the hype. The sport tore him down. Now, not investing in your offensive line is a part of that, but I think it's a really good point that this guy was LeBron, and he lived up to the hype. It's hard to do that. It's hard.
He was, lived up to the hype and then some. I mean, he's amazing. And I think also you have to remember, like, Scottie benefits from the impact of Tiger. So, like, in the same way, the money that Steph Curry and LeBron have made was off the backs of what Larry and Magic and Michael Jordan and the guys just prior to them ended up achieving. Scottie Scheffler is able to live the life that he is, like, right now, and he's made $60 million on the course, right? On the course in the last couple of years. But what has he made off the course? He can pick and choose his spots. Why? Because of the impact of Tiger. Prior to Tiger, you know, that was our dad's sport and our grandfather's sport, right? Not our sport. Carter is, what are you, 31?
32.
32. How old are you?
We're all 32.
Okay.
Yes. Like, except for you.
I'm aware. When Tiger,
I didn't mean it like that, but it came off so disrespectful.
When Tiger came up, like, good luck getting a 20-year-old who doesn't care about golf to watch Scottie Scheffler. When Tiger came around, everyone, 12 years old, all the way through, was tapped in on Tiger. It's just, to understand the cultural phenomenon of what Tiger Woods was, it's impossible to even quantify nowadays. He was like Hawk Tui meets Caitlin Clark meets LeBron.
I like that you call it Tui still.
Because Hawk you have Tua. To understand, like, the Nike symbol and everything, and him being wrapped into that in the 90s, pre-social media, and to do what he did and to look the way that he did in that sport, it's...
Joe, he had his own Gatorade. He had his own Gatorade. That's next level. When you have your own Gatorade separate from the actual Gatorade, that's next... Come on, man.
They didn't even
Nike Golf.
Yeah.
They didn't even do it. It was literally him. You know, and then he kind of fell off. We're like, okay, actually, we're not going to do it anymore.
And like, let's, like, just one last thing about it. Like, there is a comparison of, like, hey, when they get a lead, if they feel inevitable. That I will definitely admit, right? And because the PGA is fractured with LIV and everything, guys like John Rahm, out of sight, out of mind. And they're not the same player. You know, Bryson DeChambeau is kind of out of sight, out of mind because they're not in the same league. Tiger went in and was the best player and eradicated all the old guys, like, immediately. The second best player of the Tiger generation is Phil. He's got 6 championships. And where Phil is compared to where Tiger is, I mean, the Grand Canyon gap between the two of them. During the Scottie Scheffler era, there's a guy by the name of Brooks who also has 5 championships, right? And the difference between Brooks and Scottie is there's a lot of differences. But, like, his contemporaries, let's see where he's at 5 years from now. And then we'll be able to have a better feeling for what he's done.
Surpass Phil, and then we could start having conversations when it's 7, 8, 9. It's like, okay, and then he has yet to get to 40, right? That's when you start doing the Tiger comparisons.
Right now, he's in that Big Ben zone.
Correct.
Right? Like, Big Ben has multiple championships. Eli Manning has multiple championships, right? To get into that GOAT conversation, it's a totally different spot.
Absolutely. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes was able to do that, right, it's so early on in his career, just speaks to him and his greatness. And by the way, who has closed the gap the most when it comes to the GOAT debates? 888-957-9570. Be curious to hear the different answers when it comes there. Any sport, I'll take anyone. Who has closed the gap the most between the GOAT conversations? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up in the game. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's your boy Ricky Antonio, the winner of the Listener Knockout Champion. You feel me? Shout out to Spadoni and Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Can I get a water out?
That's
well done, Carter. Oh, Dave Fleming, that's that voice. He's going to be joining us at 8:30 today, Giants broadcaster. He's also on the broadcast for Roku yesterday, as the Giants have now been swept in Toronto. They have lost 5 straight, and all of a sudden, look at the standings, and they are falling behind, 52-48, 2.5 back from the third wild card spot. But again, Dodgers are reeling too. Padres, they're kind of hanging tight. You're facing a Braves team that is just struggling mightily coming up here, and we're going to be talking to a former Braves pitcher. You might know him, might have heard of him. His name's John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, and currently calls games alongside Joe Davis on Fox Sports. That's going to be in about 10 minutes, John Smoltz, top of the hour. And maybe we'll ask Smoltzy about one Scottie Scheffler, because Smoltz, as you know, Joe, is a great golfer in his own right. He's kind of like one of those Steph Currys, Tony Romos, those guys that could like actually compete with the pros on a given day. They're that freaking good. So maybe ask Smoltz if he's played with Scheffler at any point. I'm sure he's played with Tiger. I think he has played with Tiger, and he's talked about it as well. But Smoltz coming up in 10 minutes. And by the way, the question I asked before the break, 888-957-9570, as we're talking Scheffler winning the Open yesterday with his fourth major. people are talking in comparison that the Tiger Woods, and it's kind of ridiculous right now. Woods is 15 majors in total, and hell, Woods never even caught Nicklaus. But given his play, some people say he's already surpassed him, given his dominance in his current field. But with Scheffler, you know, talking about closing the GOAT debate, who has in sports closed the GOAT debate or the gap in the GOAT debate for you? 888-957-9570. I ask that question to you right now, Joe. Do you think there's anyone that's kind of closed that gap in their current sport the last, I don't know, you know, 25 years or so?
Like what do you
I'm
mean?
Talking about people think that the GOAT gap between LeBron and Jordan. Some people think, you're scoffing, that's fine. People think there is a gap that was closed there between those guys.
And they're
you're
usually people who didn't watch Jordan.
That's fine.
I know, but I'm just calling it what it is.
I don't think it's a laughable conversation.
It is funny. No,
that's,
it is.
That's fine for you. But that's,
no, I mean, for anyone who watched Michael Jordan, he was.
And this is why we can't have these adult conversations, because you just laugh about it. That's fine. No, it's okay.
10 consecutive times he was defensive first team. I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time, yes, on both ends of the floor. And when you look at him against his contemporaries and what he did against his peers, there's one man who stands at the top and everyone else falls in comparison. Like, you can't be the GOAT when you set hopped over and over and over again and, like a locust, sucked all of the resources and then blamed others and then jumped over to another spot.
You're not going on the court, though. So you go,
what are you
like
talking about?
You go like different.
That's part of it.
You're doing different arguments. Why is it
what
one
do you mean?
Player sticks with his one place his entire career? By the way, he didn't. He played for the Washington Wizards. Just want to let you know that.
Are we going individual accomplishments or team accomplishments?
Well, I think it's actually more of an individual accomplishment to win three different titles, three different places, and be finals MVP in all three of them. But, again, I don't want to be painted as a LeBron guy, which I'm not. That's what these conversations turn into. I just threw the question to you, what athlete do you think has closed the gap within the last 25 years in the GOAT conversation? I'm just asking you a question. You don't have one, that's fine. You can just say, I don't know. Just asking it.
Is Mahomes closing it on Brady?
I think so, a little bit.
Well, you will see. Yeah. He's getting there. He's definitely getting there. He's definitely getting there. I find it, the LeBron-Jordan thing is just...
I just gave Jordan, that as an
example. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to let you know, for the remainder of my life, Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time.
And that's
and no one will knock him off. And certainly not that guy in LeBron James. He is great. He's amazing. LeBron is amazing. Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player who ever lived. Greatest defender on the perimeter. Greatest offensive player on the perimeter. Could do whatever he wanted, anytime he wanted. And was a stone cold killer. Not just for a year. For 15 straight years. The best player on the planet.
You don't have to tell me twice. I think he's also the greatest player of all time. I'm not arguing that LeBron is. I'm just saying people think there is a gap that
was closed. And usually what I say, and that's why my stance is, usually that's said by those who did not watch Michael Jordan. And I'm not knocking them. I didn't watch Jack in his prime, right? So to me, in my lifetime, Tiger's the guy. But when I have these conversations with people like my dad, and I listen to their particular perspectives and whatnot, then I take a step back. I didn't see Kareem in his prime. I saw him at the end as an old man.
Sure.
I listen to people who tell me that Kareem was that dude, right? I step back and I listen. I listen to the people who talk about Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain for their particular eras. My dad's favorite player was Willie Mays. Mm. I believe that Bonds is the greatest player that I ever saw. But I listen to him. I go, Dad, who's the best player? He's like, Bonds, greatest hitter.
Yeah.
But Willie was the better player.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, well, then I'll listen to my dad.
There you go. Let's listen to Neff in Santa Clara. He wants to talk GOAT talk here on the Morning Roast. Neff, good morning. You're on with Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Just going to make 2 points just so I know Chasky might try to get at me at one, but just let me finish, hear me out, and then I'll take your comments when I hang up. But I was going to say Alexander Ovechkin on the GOAT for the Wayne Gretzky. Granted, I did not watch Wayne Gretzky play any of his live hockey. I just seen highlights. I'm only like 33 years old, so I will hear you out on that, Chasky. But then also with the whole Tiger Woods thing, when it comes to Tiger Woods, like I really started paying attention to sports when I was like maybe 7 years old, 8 years old. And he is the reason why I started paying attention to golf. I wouldn't know guys' names like Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, BJ Singh, Phil Mickelson. I wouldn't know any of those guys' names. No disrespect, if it wasn't for Tiger Woods.
I agree.
That's where I really started paying attention. And then on another thing about Tiger that sticks out to me, that ESPN commercial, when he's just walking around the offices and everyone and their mama is just walking around with him, just like trying to follow him, trying to get heckin' close to him. Like, where's he going to tee off next? Like, where's he going? Like, he's in the ESPN offices. Everyone and their mom just following him. That's crazy. But thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
Good call.
Appreciate you, Neff in Santa Clara. So I'm going Alexander Ovechkin closing the gap on Gretzky. And I think Gretzky's one of those players, like Michael Jordan. Like, you look at the stats and just everything. It's just no one's touching the guy.
The other part about
him, because he's got the assists and the goals on top of it.
The other thing about him is that, you know, what he did going to, you know, from the Oilers to the Kings,
yeah,
and kind of putting, you know, sports on the map for hockey on that stage.
Right.
Like, there's a Tiger-like quality in the fact that people cared about the sport who'd never cared about it beforehand.
And I'll argue this with Ovechkin. I don't even know if he's widely regarded as the best player of his generation, because you got Sidney Crosby there with the Penguins, who also, I think he won more Stanley Cups than Ovechkin, and he's been a highly touted, kind of the chosen one, Sid the Kid, since he was, what, 18 years old? So, like, give or take there. So if you're not even the best player, like, unilaterally, you know, of your era, then I don't know if you could be called the GOAT, unless, you know, it's, you know, Steph or LeBron. And a lot of people think Stephen Curry, because he changed the game. If he wins another one, maybe he's in the top five, and maybe he could push the conversation there. So I would not hate that argument as well. 888-957-9570. John Smoltz coming up in about 4 minutes.
When we have these conversations, yeah, I feel like the old guy, and I get it, but I've been this way since I was a kid. I always loved the history of sports.
Well, that's what makes this great, Joe.
Because I'd always have conversations with my dad and my grandpa, right? And
yeah,
I would always listen to them. We always do this in sports, where I hear from a lot of young people, the thing I saw last night is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And it's like, come on. You know how many guys I've heard are the better wide receiver than Jerry Rice?
Oh,
there's
no.
Only one, guys.
That's laughable.
Right. How many great defensive backs have been better than Ronnie Lott?
Not a lot. Maybe Ed Reed. Maybe.
Ed Reed's not better than Ronnie. I love Ed Reed.
Again,
he's not.
Again, we can have the conversation.
Let's have a legitimate conversation. Ronnie won 4, okay? Rookie of the year defensively, Pro Bowl, and All Pro at 4 different spots in the secondary. He's the greatest secondary player of all time. Dick Night Train Lane has an argument. There are other guys that have arguments.
No,
the debate is closed. It's Ronnie Lott. He's the great. Look at the interceptions.
Well, that's 2 debates closed, by the way, guys. I'm not allowed to have, we can't have arguments about this. We're just going to shut them down.
Lawrence Taylor.
Can't have conversations.
Lawrence Taylor. There are certain guys who it's case is closed. We're done. And I look at who would even be second. Like, okay, like then we can start having conversations. Like, for the longest time, the greatest living player of all time was Willie Mays until he passed.
Yeah.
Was there any close second?
People go Babe Ruth. Like, the living player?
Like, for the longest time when he was there, he's the greatest living player.
No, there'd be no one
right?
else. Like, Barry Bonds came around, but again, people.
But even
would go,
Barry said, who's the greatest player?
Yeah, of course he's going to say. Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? And so okay. I find it funny that in the last, I don't know, 25 years or whatever, we've just been trying to, like, eradicate history. And the people that came before didn't exist. Greg Maddux. Right? Greg Maddux to me. When I see these Greg Maddux numbers, unless you watch Greg Maddux, you just don't realize how great he was. We're going to have John Smoltz on.
Yeah, a couple
minutes. And we were talking about John Smoltz. John Smoltz and Dennis Eckersley to go 150 wins as a starter and 150 saves as a closer.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how ridiculously crazy that was.
Let's squeeze in Sandy and Vallejo before we get John Smoltz on. Sandy, good morning. Let's talk GOAT talk. Who's closed the GOAT gap for you? Within the last 25 years or prior to that?
When we talk about Jordan, I'm going with Kobe. I don't even think about LeBron. He's been in too many teams for me. That's my take.
Oh, that's
but
it?
People keep forgetting Kobe. Yes.
Hey, no, Sandy, I'm with Sandy. Yeah. I'm with you. I'll let you finish. Do you think that Kobe is closer to Michael in the GOAT talk than LeBron is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's Sandy and Vallejo. Kobe's an interesting one for me because stylistically, he is the closest player to Michael. He literally copied his game after Michael Jordan. He won 5 titles. So if we're going to go to the GOAT talk and the titles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.